So the relationships then that exist between stakeholders. So there's different types of relationships that we have with all these 10 stakeholders. So stakeholder relationships are based on different needs. So they can both have a competitive and a cooperative need to be met. And the relationship can be dynamic, which means that it can change over time. So the different types of relationships that you have will be a competitive relationship. So this type of relationship between the stakeholder is one of win-lose. So you need to include that in your explanation. So one party is going to win, one party is going to lose. Only one party will win from the relationship. Therefore, stakeholders must compete to gain commercial advantage over the other. This type of approach is suitable when dealing with rival firms. Cooperative relationship then. So this type of relationship between the stakeholders is one of win-win. So you need to include that as part of your explanation. Both parties will win from the relationship. A business with a cooperative attitude will seek opportunities to work in partnership and not against the stakeholder. And then the third one then, a dynamic relationship. So this is a relationship that can change over time. So as the business grows, the roles of the stakeholder can change. So for example, a competitive relationship might be one between your supplier and the entrepreneur. So the entrepreneur wants to get the supplies at a reduced rate and the supplier wants to get a higher rate for it. So one party is going to lose. If the entrepreneur doesn't agree with the price, it'll go somewhere else. So the entrepreneur will get the price that they want. The supplier they're dealing with won't. So competitive. Cooperative then is where both parties win from the situation. So for example, the employees are looking for a wage increase and the entrepreneur gives it to them. So both parties win. So the employees are going to get the increase in the wages and the entrepreneur is going to get a happy workforce. A dynamic relationship then is where the relationship changes over time. So for example, your employee could be an employee of the business and then they might, so for example, they might be working in Tesco and then after they finish work, they might buy their dinner from Tesco. So then they become a consumer. So different types of relationships that you can have. So for the employee, a competitive would be to, or for the employer, a competitive would be to keep the wages low. Cooperative then is to receive fair wages. Investors then competitive, so giving up misleading information. A cooperative then is getting a good rate of return. Your customers then competitive, low quality products being provided. Misleading advertising being provided. Cooperative then, the relationship is based on loyalty, quality, and value. Then you have suppliers then, competitive, getting low price from suppliers, and cooperative, receiving a fair price and conditions for their work. The government then, not paying taxes is a competitive, not following laws is competitive. Cooperative then, paying taxes and complying with laws. And society then, competitive, needs not being met, ignored or cut, and cooperative and support and goodwill of the local community. So with this, you will need to know some relationships between the different stakeholders. Okay, so you need to know examples of relationships, you need to know competitive relationships, cooperative relationships, and dynamic relationships.